Welcome to our Divine Office, praying with Scripture in the Holy Catholic Church. Let's begin with the invitatory, with the antiphon. Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts. Psalm 100. Cry out with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him singing for joy. Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts. Know that he, the Lord, is God. He made us. We belong to him. We are his people, the sheep of his flock. Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts. Go within his gates, giving thanks. Enter his courts with songs of praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts. Indeed, how good is the Lord, eternal his merciful love. He is faithful from age to age. Have mercy on us, O Lord. Glory to you, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me, a poor sinner. Have mercy on us. Lord Jesus Christ, abide with us now that the sun has run its course. Let hope not be obscured by night, but may faith's darkness be as light. Lord Jesus Christ, grant us your peace, and when the trials of earth shall cease, grant us the morning light of grace, the radiant splendor of your face. Immortal, holy, threefold light, yours be the kingdom, power, and might. All glory be eternally to you, life-giving Trinity. The Lord looks tenderly on those who are poor. Psalm 11. God is the unfailing support of the just. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for justice. They shall be satisfied. In the Lord I have taken my refuge. How can you say to my soul, fly like a bird to its mountain? See the wicked bracing their bow. They are fixing their arrows on the string to shoot upright men in the dark. Foundations once destroyed, what can the just do? I was just thinking of that psalm earlier today. Didn't even know it was here. The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord whose throne is in heaven. His eyes look down upon the world. His gaze tests mortal men. The Lord tests the just and the wicked. The lover of violence he hates. He sends fire and brimstone on the wicked. He sends a scorching wind as their lot. The Lord is just and loves justice. The upright shall see his face. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord God, you truly search the hearts of all, both the good and the wicked. May those who are in danger, whether mentally, physically, or spiritually, for love of you, find security in you now and in the day of judgment. May they rejoice in seeing you face to face. In honor of Mary's gifts from God the Father, protect them and help them know your fatherly care. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effect of grace, of thy flame of love, over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The Lord looks tenderly on those who are poor. Blessed are the pure of heart, for they, we shall see God. Psalm 15, who is worthy to stand in God's presence? You have come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, Hebrews 12:22. Lord, who shall be admitted to your tent and dwell on your holy mountain? He who walks without fault, he who acts with justice and speaks the truth from his heart, he who does not slander with his tongue, he who does no wrong to his brother, who casts no slur on his neighbor, who holds the godless in disdain, but honors those who fear the Lord. He who keeps his pledge, come what may. who takes no interest on a loan, and accepts no bribes against the innocent, such a man will stand firm forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God. In honor of Mary's gifts from God, the Son, her Savior and ours, take care of us. Help those in most need, and make us see and interpret our lives according to your plan. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity. Pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God. God chose us in his Son to be his adopted children. Praised be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has bestowed on us in Christ every spiritual blessing in the heavens. God chose us in him before the world began to be holy and blameless in his sight. He predestined us to be his adopted sons through Jesus Christ. Such was his will and pleasure, that all might praise the glorious favor he has bestowed on us in his beloved. In him, and through his blood, we have been redeemed, and our sins forgiven. So immeasurably generous is God's favor to us. God has given us the wisdom to understand fully the mystery, the plan he was pleased to decree in Christ, a plan to be carried out in Christ in the fullness of time, to bring all things into one in him, in the heavens and on earth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In honor of Mary's gifts from the Holy Spirit, please obtain the favors we need most from the Holy Spirit and prepare us for tomorrow's events. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. God chose us in his Son to be his adopted children. Here we go for the short reading tonight. No long reading, I don't think. No, maybe I can handle it. I'm already up very late. Reading from the book of Exodus. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, I am the Lord. Sorry, wrong day. Let's go to the short reading. Reading from the letter to the Romans 12, 1 through 2. Brothers, I beg you through the mercy of God to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, your spiritual worship. Do not conform yourselves to this age, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, so that you may judge what is God's will, what is good, pleasing, and perfect. Responsory prayer. To you, O Lord, I make my prayer for mercy. To you, O Lord, I make my prayer for mercy. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. I make my prayer for mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. To you, O Lord, I make my prayer for mercy. Canticle of Mary. Whatever you do for the least of my brothers, you do for me. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Whatever you do for the least of my brothers, you do for me. Intercessions. Our Lord Jesus Christ has saved us from our sins. As his people, let us call out to him, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on us. Lord Christ, we pray for your holy church. You gave yourself up to make it holy, cleansing it with water and the living, life-giving word. Renew it constantly and purify it by penance. Good Master, show young people the way you have chosen for each of us. May we walk in it and find fulfillment. In your compassion, you healed all forms of sickness. Bring hope to the sick and raise them up. Teach us to care, to love and care for them. Make us mindful of the dignity you gave us in baptism. May we live for you at every moment. May the dead rise in glory in your peace. Grant us with them a share in your kingdom. We want to pray for your personal intentions, for the ministry and mission of Father Rob DeLea, especially in a special way today, and that we may experience really powerful transitions and changes in our world, especially for the young, this Easter. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on us. Gathering all of our prayers, spoken and unspoken, into one, let us pray the prayer Jesus himself taught us together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil and from the evil one. God, our Savior, bring us back to you and fill our minds with your wisdom. May we be enriched by our observance of Lent. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let's have a great rest of our night. Remember to ask for a partial or plenary indulgence for yourself or a soul in purgatory.